The change being redirected by the president, obviously there's been a lot of change. Now, in the last 6 months, there are a lot of change, and that's what this program is about. I want to ask you, do you perceive the engagement of those in the faith community, those the churches, the pastors that were involved, that got involved, or what do you perceive as the benefits going forward, the blessings, Eric, put that way, or the challenges? Because we're really a divided nation right now. Is the faith community, what do they need to do to keep this change going? Let's maybe put it that way.
Well, you know, I think the major change that we're talking about is putting a halt to this notion that we're going to become a socialist democracy and returning to the idea that we're going to be a democratic republic. That's what we've been for over 200 years, and apparently that's what we'll continue to be for at least the next 3.5. So, you know, that's a key foundation to keep in mind, kind of a cornerstone there. I think, though, the biggest challenge that we're going to have is really this whole issue of worldview, and I don't mean to drag everything back to that idea, but it is the central concept that determines the nature not only of a nation, but of an individual within the nation. The decisions that we make spring forth from our worldview. And in America today, we are confused as to what we should believe on many of these different issues. We're confused about what to believe about many different faith aspects. And so it really is a very challenging time when key leaders have to be able to stand up and clarify for people, look, this is how it all fits together. This is where we're trying to go. This is what makes sense. And so I'd say this is a great time for leaders to prove their leadership by helping to eliminate the chaos and the animosity that characterizes America today by clarifying our worldview.